me up.
Thank you.
Maybe I don't want to turn you up, Dad.
All right, we are on the phones with Fletch.
Fletchers.
Sean Fletcher from Windowpane, who did not make it into the station, and we're going to give you a chance to give us your excuse. What is your lame excuse, Fletch?
I like to think it's a good excuse just because it was such a fantastic evening for rock and roll. Actually, the band last night, we rented a 55-seat charter bus, and together with our friends in Through the Walls, Never Say Never, Resonate, and Sunrise Red, filled this bus full of people and drove, well, we didn't drive, but it went down to Bedford, New Hampshire at Mark's show place where the band Dope was down there playing.
Oh, you opened up for Dope?
Well, kind of. Actually, Dope opened up for us.
Oh, excellent.
That. All right, this is how it went down. There was two rooms of rock and roll. They usually have one room of rock and roll and one room of, you know, half-naked ladies or whatever they do down there. But that night, they got rid of all that, and it was just 20 bands. It started at 4 in the afternoon, and it went right through till 1 in the morning. We were on the separate stage. But what we did was we took a break between bands so Dope could play in the other room. And then they made a little announcement saying, hey, go over there and check out Windowpane. And quite a few people came over, and it actually was a really good show. And it was cool to, you know, together with the local bands from our area, kind of combine forces. Bam, Dover's taking over the second stage for the evening, and watch out, you know.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so- you know, didn't get home till, you know, 4 in the morning, I'd say, something like that. You know, we had to go over to Jared's house afterwards and hang out for another hour and talk about
it. The life of a rock
star
is grueling, isn't it? Not that I'd know.
Yeah, it's tough, boy.
Well, it's 4 o'clock now. You can come over, right?
Gosh, yeah. Actually, you know, I haven't even showered.
Oh, okay. Like, you're
nobody can smell over the radio, though.
That's true. Thank you.
Of course,
goodness.
We are in a pretty small booth here.
Yeah.
So we'll just stick with the phone this time, but we'll get you in for real really soon.
Yes, absolutely. I really want to come down there soon.
So, go ahead, Jay.
So did you meet the guys from Dope?
I didn't actually meet them at all. Like, I went over and checked out probably two songs because I wanted to stay in our area because the band that played right before us was Through the Walls, and that's my old guitarist Pete. We used to be in a band called DCM together. And I wanted to stay there for their set because some people had filtered over to see Dope, you know, and I wanted to make sure they had some sort of, you know, people watching them play and whatnot. Little support, you know, show support.
Yeah. So
I always like to do that. Dope, they sell, you know, albums nationwide. They're going to have people watching them wherever they play. Guys around here, if they're not from down there, maybe they won't have a good draw, you know. But, because we brought the bus, there was always some sort of crowd in the room for us last night.
Yeah, that's an excellent idea. Part of the purpose of our show is to try to do something with the music scene in our area.
Because there is none.
Yeah, well... There's cover bands at some of the clubs in the area.
Yeah, a lot of the local clubs are definitely cover music.
Yeah, and there's nowhere for an original band to play where anybody, well, other than clubs, and so many of them end up being in northern Massachusetts,
mm-hmm.
or you know, a little ways away from here. Mm-hmm. But even with that, it seems to me that the people are most likely to buy new music are going to be more like 15 to 25,
right?
Somewhere in there. And if you're an original band and you're limited to a crowd that's 21 and over, then you're cutting out a good portion of the people who are probably really going to enjoy the music.
Absolutely. And people that would, you know, whatever, pick up your CD or whatever and keep coming back to more shows. I really wish there were more all-ages things around here. I mean, every now and then we'll take over Burby's Pizzeria in Summersworth, bring a huge PA in there for a rock show that's all ages or something, you know, but they are pretty few and far between. I think Brickhouse has Sunday all ages. That guy Sparky looks that. I think he gets a lot of Massachusetts bands, though. A lot of bands I don't know. You know?
Yeah.
There's so many bands.
Yeah, there are a lot in the area. There's, you know, the talent in the area is unbelievable. You know, just preparing for the show, Kaylee and I go through we've been going through a lot of music, and so much that is so excellent, and it's a shame that the people who are making the music, way too many of them, are saying, "Would you like fries with that?" You know, in their day job, when they're awesome musicians and they should be touring, they should be doing, you know, being able to make a great living at what they're best at. And I don't know, you know, we've got the big bands from the area, you know, over time, you know, who's been from around here? Boston.
Right.
Mighty, mighty Boston's, Aerosmith, right. Godsmack. You know, that you'd think that somewhere along the line with big names like that, somebody would say, "Hey, there's something going on in New England. Maybe we should try to get things going up there to develop that music and get that out to an audience that could appreciate it."
Right, right. Or at least come sniffing around a little more, you know?
Yeah.
I think the trick is to have someone who will bring your product to those people, someone who has some sort of connection with, you know, the powers that be or whoever, you know, the guy that runs our record label, Joe, he said to me, he goes, "You put out your full-length CD, you sell 5,000 copies of it in the area, I'll get Spitfire Records to look at you, you know, give you a showcase."
That's a good start.
Right.
Otherwise, you're caught so much in the old model of the 80s where everybody, you know, packed into Hollywood,
right,
into L.A., and they're all, you know, they're 300 bands every night trying to, just hoping that somebody from Capitol Records was going to walk in and discover them. And, you know, a few of them it did. Most of them it didn't.
Yeah. You ever been out there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have two, man. One of my old bands went out there. We played at the Whiskey A Go-Go. We did that whole trip.
Great.
And it was wild, man, you know. And it's definitely a revolving door of bands out there. I mean, your band can play at one club at 8 o'clock, go 20 streets over, play another club at 11 o'clock. I mean, the music scene is definitely alive and well out there. You know, as far as, like, you know, a lot of them A&R guys, you know, they're pretty fussy, you know. They look for certain things. I don't know. Who knows what it is they look for, the magic whatever.
Yeah.
What they think it is, I don't think it is sometimes, but hey, you know.
Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of times they just decide what they want and then they assemble it. You know, all,
example, boy bands.
Yeah. Name your boy band here.
Push them off a cliff.
Right.
You know, the whole divisions.
Right.
Okay, we need someone who's sassy.
We need
someone who's sporty.
We want you to do your hair like that.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's, you know, that's what I love about the music that we're playing on this show, is it is all, it's all written, played, and mostly it's recorded by the bands themselves.
Yep.
And, you know, there's, well, the quality of the recordings of most of what we're playing is really remarkable, considering most of it's done in a basement.
Right.
And then the stuff like yours that was done in a studio, it, you know, I love you guys. You guys rock my socks, you know.
He lures you.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're just doing. That's why people are like, "Oh, you're real good." It's like, I just do my best every time. The whole band does its best every time.
Well, we opened up with Left Behind.
That's a big crowd favorite right there. Everybody knows the words to that one now because it's on that MySpace page, you know. They go there, they hear it, they listen to it, they learn the words. It's to the point now where I can really take the mic away from my mouth like they do in the big arenas and just let them guys go, you know,
nice,
blah, 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 whatever the chorus is, and I can
hear
that, and, man, that charges the battery.
Yeah, that gets you revved up a little, huh?
Yeah, oh, yeah. It's amazing how when you go on stage, it doesn't matter. You could have an upset stomach or whatever, feeling a little blue, you know. You get up on stage, it's like click, that switch is flipped, and boom, you're full of energy, and it's unreal. I could only get to the point where I could do it, you know, 3 to 4, whatever. You know, every other night would be cool.
Yeah.
Tour. 3 months tour every other night. Okay, I can deal with that, you know.
So what other songs are real crowd favorites?
Threshold. Big one. It's tough to play on the radio, though, because I say a bad word.
Yeah.
But they love it. So, you know, what we should do is we should work on, like, an edited copy.
There you go.
Definitely.
You know, the radio edit. The Walmart edit.
Take the word and reverse it or something. You know, so whatever. But that one's a big crowd favorite. Boots, man. We got one tune, Boots. We usually end with it just because, well, I don't know why. Because it's the only song we play in standard tuning, really. We always tune a half step down, but, you know, standard for the half step down. That's the only one we do, so we do it last. And people expect it last, and they'll start going, boots, boots, you know, before we even play it. And it's a quick one. It's a little different than the rest of them. It's really the first tune we ever wrote. And, you know, there was when we first started playing it out, we were just kind of like, how come people like this tune?
Maybe because it rocks.
Yeah, it's, you know, it is what it is. I don't know what it is.
I don't know. I haven't heard it. Oh, I'm
you will.
Yeah.
Yeah, when's
you
this? Will. Do you have any idea when the full-length CD's coming out?
I would say, you know, we're to the point right now the drums are done, the bass is done. Jared really took his time on the bass, plus the guy that's engineering it. He had, you know, issue for a little while where he couldn't work on it, so it took a little while. John, the way our guitarist is doing it is, you know, obviously we have one guitarist. He's going to go in and lay down the main riff, and he's going to, you know, write some different parts, you know, stuff to fill it in a little bit and stuff. He's a big David Gilmour fan. He wants to experiment a little bit. He wants to, you know, do something like that. And really that is what I want him to do because, I mean, we named the band Windowpane because of that style that he is. We wanted to kind of make it a little psychedelic, you know, not wicked psychedelic, but a little, you know. Like, I would love to get those lights like Pink Floyd used to use with the big oil pattern, boom, boom, you know, whatever, different colors swirling around. I would love to have something like that while we play, you know.
That'd be awesome.
Well, I mentioned the description that you guys have on your MySpace page earlier, face melting acid metal madness.
Yes.
Who came up with that?
That's me.
That's awesome.
Me. Yeah. You know, it's just, I don't know, it's blistering at points, you know, very heavy at points, very melodic at points, it's slow at points, you know, it's a little bit of everything. That's what I try to do. You know, when I write the words and the melodies to the songs, those guys come up with the riffs, I help arrange them. You know, I want it to be face-melting acid metal madness.
So
that's what we're shooting for anyway.
Man, I would have put money on it. That was Jared who came up with that.
He's pretty slick, but he's very eloquent, see? He wouldn't call it face-melting acid metal madness. He would be like, you know, what are some eloquent words that you could throw in there? You know?
Sanity.
He's very, like when we rented the bus, he talked to the bus guy. I let him do the talking this time, and the bus guy was like, wow, do you own your own company? He was asking him, and Jared's like, well, I do Lead Pill Productions, but I am in the band. And the guy says, how old are you? You know, he's like, oh, you know, I'm 30, you know. And the guy's like, that's unbelievable. You sound so professional.
He's used to talking to musicians who are going, hey, man, drive the bus, man.
Right?
Hey, man, is that Freedom Rock?
Right. And that's, I mean, that's kind of me a little bit. Yo, what's up, dude? You know, he'd be like, how you doing, fellas?
So, yeah, he's pretty fun to listen to.
Yeah, he's a salesman.
Yeah,
that's why he works at Aircraft. He's a salesman. If he's got an idea and he wants it to go down, he will sit you down and go, now look, this is why we got to do this, and he will lay it all right out there for you. And usually by the time it gets done, it's like, yeah, that's not a bad idea, man. I guess we really should do that.
Okay, so you've got a show on Friday, July 7th at Reflections.
Yes, we do.
Down in Chelmsford, Mass.
Yeah. First time we've ever been down there. We're playing with a band called Memory Box. We were supposed to play with them at the, the Spider Room with I down in Manchester one time. But just I got sick, and it's like one of the only gigs I've ever canceled in like the last 5 years that I've been playing rock and roll. So it was a bummer that it didn't go down. So they called us, and they were like, oh, you know, we got this show down there, you know, you want to come do it? And I said, yeah, sure, why not? You know, we haven't been down there. We do want to kind of branch out a little bit, Portland, Massachusetts, some.
Yeah, well, make sure you play around here a lot, because we want to check you out all the time.
Well, we definitely do, you know, like I said, the all-ages gigs are kind of tough sometimes, but we definitely do the last Saturday of every month at the Dover Brick House.
Excellent.
We're always there. We always headline. I think this month it's us and I and Angry Hill, and that show is going to be unbelievable.
Awesome.
You've never seen I or Angry Hill?
No, I haven't caught them yet.
Unbelievable, man.
So We've got two more of your songs that we were planning on playing today. We've got Down and Contradiction. Which one of those should we go with next?
Go with Contradiction.
Contradiction.
Contradiction. You can't end with Contradiction just because it would be a contradiction.
That would.
That's the one. It's a little, you know, a little slower at first, but then it gets heavy toward the end. We kind of fool them on that one.
I love that song.
They think it's going to be a ballad from Windowpane.
Yeah, right. We have actually. I mean, we do have one that I would really consider a ballad in the true sense of the word, but we haven't really broke it out yet, just because, you know, we got to get in the studio and see what John wants to do with the guitar. He wants to have it just right before we break it out and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, come on, man, let's play it.
Come on, dude.
Yep.
Let's go.
Well, we're gonna play that one now, but hang on awesome. For a second. We'll talk to you off the air in just a second here, all right?
Okay, man.
Okay, so this is Contradiction by Windowpane. Thanks for being on the air with us, Fletch.
No problem.
Keep music evil.
Yeah.
Thunder.
Just kidding.
Hi. This is what happens when the teenager's on the
You know what? Hey, I was on that show, The Blacklist, you know, that, like, disappeared, and I did really good without my dad behind me watching me
I'm back
every
here.
Move.
Push that button. Push that button. What happens next?
What do you mean it disappeared?
The Blacklist?
It's gone?
Well,
it'll be
for
back.
Right now. It's gone for the summer. It'll be back when school starts.
Summer vacation.
Yeah.
I see.
So why don't we move on to a little bit more about, well, Fletch and windowpane and all that happy stuff. Well,
a much more racy subject.
Yeah, something a lot more entertaining than the bickering. But
you know what, Dad? Do you just want to sit here?
How about this? You know, Fletch, what have you got to say that you'd really like to talk about for a minute? You know, about whatever, some real main topic that means a lot to you. Because a lot of people, that they never bother to ask, you know, what does the artist want to say? So why don't we put that one on you?
That's the hardcore questioning right there, guy.
No, I'm giving you a chance to talk about what you want.
I don't even know, man. I want to say, what I would say is, you know, we have a very live and active scene, you know, and if people, you know, just that like rock and roll could maybe just come out one weekend and just see what's going on. You know, that's all I want, man. I want to turn people on in the area, you know. I don't care where I get to, honestly, in the long run. If I become famous, so be it, you know. But I would be happy just to light this area on fire, man, and wake some people up and show them that rock and roll is alive and well.
That, what he just said, I mean, that's really where it's at. You know, being a musician myself, if your attitude is really somebody who just loves what you're doing, and you're really there just to make the people happy around you, and you're not focusing on it to try and do some amazing thing, oh, let's go be famous. If it's for the love of the music and giving people a good time and giving them something that really wakes them up and makes them happy, that's everything you really should be doing along
Absolutely.
The way. And I could definitely say this much about windowpane. I know all these guys, and I have for years.
Yep.
And the truth is, you're looking at, you know, going out and seeing, an energetic show, a nice bunch of guys, and a very diverse and talented bunch of individuals. It's pretty surprising, you know, what they're actually doing. Then you hear all the different skills and talents and different types of music that they can dive into and play in different things in windowpane and also outside the band when they decide to switch gears.
Yep.
There's a lot to be said for and a lot for everyone to see and a good time to be had. So, you know, please support the local people. See windowpane.
You were at the Scott Murphy 40th birthday party, right? You did a little jam in there.
Yeah, it was an interesting night. We're all sitting around outside a campfire with acoustics, and you're looking at a bunch of crazy metalheads, you'd think, and we're all out there singing acoustic and, you know, and doing vocal harmonies together off the cuff, and, you know, but
Kumbaya.
Not exactly. But it's true. There's just a lot of diversity there, and anybody who wants to see windowpane, really, check them out. This is a quality band, and support the local people, and definitely check out windowpane along
That's
the way.
That's right. There's a guy's band, too. They're called Decadence. He's got the brown sound. You still got the brown sound, guy?
I don't know how to get any other sound.
I love it.
All right, so we're going to play one more of your songs, and this is Down. Thanks for being on the Underworld with us.
The Underworld. You were going to say underwear, weren't you?
No, I was not going to say. We appreciate it, though, Fletch.
No problem. Thank you guys very much for being patient with me.
Hey, we'll just get
Likewise.
You. We'll actually get you in the studio next time.
Right. And I will be wide awake.
Excellent.
Hopefully. We'll give you a shot of espresso or something, just in case.
All right, so this is Windowpane with Down. Bye, Fletch.
Bye.
Down. Thank you for the gift, although you're so Like a
That was Drink My Poison. I'm not on. All right. Little mix up there. Sorry about that.
Let him go on the board.
Yeah, that's what happens when you let me go on the board. Thanks, Kay.
Much love.
Much love to you, Kaylee. That last song was Drink My Poison by Bottoms Up, and they're from Nashua. And boy, where'd the cheat sheet go? I don't have this on here. What am I doing? What am I doing here? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Is this mic on?
Yeah, it's on. Bottoms Up is Evan, Jean, and Eddie. Man, I know these guys, and I can't remember the names right now.
You barely remember.
From down in Nashua, and I think they're a great band. We're gonna play another one of their songs. We played one of theirs earlier. Waste of Time, and.
Is this mic on?
It's on.
Oh. I can't hear myself, so I'm just like,
okay, well, we're just going to mutter
to
ourselves. Anyways, Bottoms Up. They're a great band from Nashua, and we played quite a bit earlier. We played Waste of Time. That last one was Drink My Poison, and this one is Snake Charmer. We'll be right back. That's Snake Charmer by Bottoms Up from their Whiskey Down album. They're out of Nashua, New Hampshire. I messed up anything I wanted to say about them a minute ago, so we're just taking another second to stick with Bottoms Up. You can find out where they're going to be by going to www.bottomsupband.net. Got to get that .net. If you do .com, you're going to get the wrong people. So bottomsupband.net. Their next show is going to be Friday, July 14th at Deb's Lakeview Lounge in Dracut, Mass. And these guys, believe it or not, they're a trio. And I don't know. What am I going to say here? I think Eddie's a great guitarist and a great singer. It's amazing to see him ripping off solos, sometimes while he's singing. He's quite a musician. He's the drummer. He also sings backup. I've heard him play some excellent guitar, and he's, I think, probably the world's greatest Kiss fan. And Evan's on bass, and I don't remember right now if he does backups. Does he do backups, Guy?
Yeah, he does. And Evan, jeez,
he's a great bassist.
One of the best bass players in the area. The guy is extremely gifted.
He really is. And the one of the times that I've seen them, I don't remember what song it was that he pulled this out, but he had built this upright electric bass that he built, fretless electric bass, and he was thumping away on that thing. He told me that he was a little bit off playing fretless. Is a different kind of animal from playing a normal fretted bass, but it sounded awesome to me. And he was wailing on that thing. He really is a great bassist, and they really are just a great band and just a great bunch of guys on top of that. So Eddie and Evan and Jean, if you're listening, hi guys, hi Carrie, check them out on either on their MySpace page or at www.bottomsupband.net. And next we have a song by PCDM, which is Plastic Cows Don't Moo. We had them on the show last week as well. The song is called It's You.
Any of this to anyone but you.
That's Mind Shot with I Still Try. They're going to be having a show on Friday, July 7th at the Brick House in Gardner, Massachusetts. And you can listen to more of their music at myspace.com/mindshot5. Got to have the five. Take a look at the weather. Oh, for the rest of the day, we have a chance of thunderstorms. High 83 and a low of 67. Tomorrow, all day, chance of thunderstorms. High of 84, low of 61. Thursday, we have a slight chance of rain during the day with a high of 78 and a slight chance of rain at night with a low of 59. Friday, we're finally going to get some nice weather again with mostly sunny through the daytime, mostly clear through the night with a high of 77 and a low of 60. So it sounds like Friday is going to be excellent.
Excellent.
Yes.
You all done with the weather?
I am all
Mr.
done with
Weatherman.
The
weather. Mr.
Weatherman. I'm done with the weather. Yes.
MCM Transmissions, playing the latest and best in trance music from around the globe. Prepare yourself for beautiful melodies and bass-pounding beats that will blow you away. This is your chance to experience a genre of music that you can't hear anywhere else on the seacoast. Here at Saturdays from 10 p.m. to midnight.
So what's this next song, Kaylee?
Good question.
I think we're going back to Skama Sutra.
Yeah.
And this song is Rake Side Up. Now, again, these guys are going to be headlining a show at the Stratum Hill Park in Stratum, New Hampshire on Sunday, August 6th. You can check them out at www.goskamasutra.com. That was End of the Line by Broken Society. Played them once a little earlier. Check them out at BrokenSocietyBand.com. Hey, Kay.
What's up? Yo.
We're almost
Holla.
Done. We're almost done with our second show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't here for the first one.
No.
You were on the phone. On the phone. Yeah. But that doesn't count. I was working.
You were working.
Boo. I have a job. I have two jobs. That kind of stinks.
Welcome to life.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
So let's take a look at who we've heard from today. We've played a few songs from Windowpane. We also had Sean Fletcher, the lead singer of Windowpane, on the air with us. Unfortunately, it was a telephone interview because due to unforeseen circumstances.
Us.
Yes, because he ditched us. Fletch,
go!
Don't ditch us next time.
Dad was all disappointed.
I was.
Did it?
I'm all down now. They're going to be playing on Friday, July 7th at Reflections in Chelmsford, Mass. We played Enticement with Please Don't Leave Me. Their next show is going to be Thursday, July 6th at Ralph's Diner in Worcester, Mass. You can check them out. Oh, my goodness. I gave the wrong information. I'm sorry. I don't have any information on Enticement's next show. I think they're having personnel issues that they're going to be working out really soon.
But they have a website.
They do have a website, and that is?
Enticement.com.
Enticement.com. Boy, I can't say dot for the life of me today.
It's all right. I can't talk at all.
We played Coven of 13. Their song was Sneaky Suspicions. We played another one of their tunes last week. And their next show is going to be Thursday, July 6th at Ralph's Diner. That's where I was getting the other one before.
In Worcester,
Massachusetts.
We played Worcester.
We had Lefty by Shutter Down. You can hear some more of their music at myspace.com/shutterdownband. We had PCDM, Plastic Cows Don't Moo, with the song It's You. Their next show is at Breakaway Billiards in Clinton, Massachusetts on Saturday, July 8th. As you can tell from all the dates on these being, you know, the 6th, the 7th, the 8th of July, these bands all work a lot. You'll have plenty of opportunities to catch them live. You don't have any excuse. They can see music. You can hear more PCDM music on myspace.com/plasticcowsdontmoo. We had Mindshot with I Still Try. They've got a show at the Brick House in Gardner, Mass. On Friday, July 7th. You can hear more of their music once again at myspace.com/mindshot5. We played two different tunes from Broken Society, Bringing Me Down and End of the Line. And you can find out more about them at BrokenSocietyBand.com or myspace.com/BrokenSocietyBand. And a very young band from Exeter, Skama Sutra. We played Emo Patrol, Ska Oi, and Rake Side Up. And their next show is going to be on August 6th. That's a Sunday at Stratum Hill Park in Stratum, New Hampshire. They're the headlining act, and you can find out more about them at goskamasutra.com, and I know for a fact that they also have a MySpace page. If you want to, if you didn't write any of these down, don't worry, because you can go to our MySpace page, which is, Kaylee?
www.myspace.com/theunderworldradioshow.
That's right. And later on today, we'll have a blog entry in there that will have links to every one of these bands so that you can hear them, see them, write to them, stalk them, really whatever you want to do. I think we're going to finish up with one more from our friends at Windowpane. This is Take the Pain. Thanks again, Fletch, for being on with us. Thanks, Guy, for being in the studio with us today.
Hi, Guy.
They can't see you salute. You have to talk.
With your mouth.
That too. Well, I'm just here to kill a little bit of time, and they're willing to put up with me, so I guess I'll be willing to come down. See everybody later.
Well, thanks a lot, Guy.
And if you are a local band and you want to get on the air, email us at theunderworldradioshow@yahoo.com.
And if you like the show, even if you don't, email the station. I think the station email is radio at W. Boy, I don't remember anymore. Yeah, WSCAFM.org. Or is it PortsmouthCommunityRadio.org? They both work.
Let's just play the song.
Okay, so this is our last song today is Take the Pain by Windowpane.
It's fine.